the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in podcast 99, I wanted to take one of our Facebook replays that we did and just provide this as a podcast for you, because not everybody can get access to the videos. And in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about how you track your marketing. It's a really important aspect of growing any business, be it property, be it your own business, whatever that business happens to be. And many people, what we find is that they end up not doing any marketing at all because they don't know where the leads are coming from. And it's like they use that to justify why we're not doing any marketing. So I wanted to give you a really simple way of being able to track your marketing, and this is it. So if the sound isn't quite to your liking, it's because it's come off of Facebook Live and the room's a little bit echoey where we do those. But put up with it. It's a great podcast, and we'll speak to you on the next one. Take care. So I hope you're well this morning. It is 20 to 11 here in Spain. It is not a very nice day today. It's quite cold. A little bit foggy even. We're just on the Mediterranean Sea, so maybe there's fog coming over, I'm not sure. But it's bloody freezing right now. And I'm not overly happy with it. But there you go. There's not a lot I can do about that. So let's just see who's on, see if we've got anybody on. Come and say hello. By the way, we're going to talk today about how to track your marketing. And we're going to talk about... I'm going to show you how to do it really, really easy. Because... obviously, the more marketing that you do, the more eyeballs you're going to get on what you provide. And so the more eyeballs that you get, the more people might fill in that form, and the more leads you might get, and then the more sales you might get. Obviously, there's a conversion mechanism that might need looking at as well, but you can't convert anything unless you've got leads coming in on a constant basis. So I've just come off a coaching call this morning, and we were talking about exactly this thing, about maintaining the level of marketing. Now, there's actually two types of marketing I want you to sort of understand. There's the first type that expires, and then the second type of marketing is the stuff that's there all along. So let's just break them down into two different areas. So the first type of marketing is the stuff that expires. And what do I mean by that? So if you're going to place an advert in a newspaper, obviously, well, they don't do fish and chip newspaper these days, do they? Because they banned it. But, you know, today's news is tomorrow's fish and chip newspaper, is the old saying. So... like that stuff that's going to expire. If you put an advert out on one of the, let's say on Gumtree, for example, then that's also going to expire at a certain time. Obviously, Gumtree is going to last a little bit longer than your local newspaper is, especially if it's like, you know, like either a little box display or if it's just text going in the back of a newspaper. But Gumtree will last a little bit longer. But the temporary marketing or the part-time marketing or the marketing that's going to expire, you know, it's got a particular use and that's useful, but you've got to keep doing it and you've got to keep plugging away at it. So if you're going to place those adverts on TV, then you've got to keep placing them. If you're going to place a billboard, then you've got to keep spending the money on the billboard. If you're going to put up the bandit boards, you know, when you come up to a set of traffic lights and there's like a yellow bandit board, if you're going to do that, then that expires as well. So you've got to keep going with it, basically, because it expires after a time. So the other type of marketing is the stuff that we tend to do, actually. So Facebook Live, for example. And in fact, actually, the temporary marketing can be Facebook Live to some extent. Because what happens is we're running a Facebook Live now, it's on my newsfeed, it goes out to Twitter and LinkedIn and all the other places it goes out to, which is awesome for now, and while people are watching, great. And then we finish the live feed, and then it goes onto our Facebook page, and then what happens is, you know, we put up more images, or we talk about going taking the dog out, or we're going to the dentist today, which I'm absolutely petrified about. We talk about that sort of thing, and so the video pops off the bottom of our newsfeed. And so that, you know, this Facebook Live marketing can be temporary marketing. You know, it expires. I mean, it's still on your newsfeed. That hasn't expired. But the fact that it's no longer visible, that's the bit that expires. So, and it's interesting because this is where Facebook Live and Facebook videos differentiate themselves from YouTube. YouTube is constantly there and people are constantly searching on YouTube. People tend not to really constantly search on Facebook. They go to the normal groups, they check their newsfeed, and that's generally it. They might do some searching, but it's not, you know, it's not a search engine like Google might be or like YouTube is. So the question then becomes, how do we get into more permanent marketing? So like, you know, we create a lot of videos, we create an awful lot of podcasts. The benefit of a podcast is that once the podcast is recording, so we've got a podcast going out later today, and that podcast might be listened to by someone in 5 years' time. And in fact, the podcast that we did when we first released podcasts back in June, we recorded it over 12 months ago. It's like 20 months ago. But the person who's listening to the podcast that's going out today will also probably listen to the podcast that we did sort of 20 months ago. And the reason for that is because it's there. It's, you know, you download all the podcasts and listen to them one by one. We're up to like number 97 so far, which is amazing, right? And if you're going to get someone who's going to go and listen to all 97 podcasts, then do you think they're aligned to your values? Do you think they're aligned to your message? And absolutely. We had a guy, and he was talking about, because we just hit 100,000 views on YouTube. These are proper original views, not those paid views that other certain people might be buying. So we've got 100,000 authentic views. We were talking to one guy, and he's like, yeah, I think 80,000 of those are probably mine, because he's watched every single video that we've done. And we've had a YouTube channel now for about six or seven years. And so if he's gone through and he's watched some of those really embarrassing ones, you know those ones that you do right at the start of your YouTube career that you're really not proud of, but you were proud of, but look really sort of outdated and antiquated. And in 5 years' time, this will feel outdated and antiquated as well. Yeah, it's cutting-edge technology. It's really funny how that works. But that is how it works. So you've got to find a way of making your temporary marketing into more permanent marketing. And so you do that by getting your Facebook Live. You do it by moving Facebook Live, downloading the video, moving it over onto YouTube, and uploading it to YouTube so it can be found. You do it by taking off the MP3 out of Facebook Live and putting that into your podcast series as well. And it's really interesting. Yesterday, Marie Folio, who's an American businesswoman, very famous. She gets about 80,000 downloads per video, which is a huge amount of downloads per video, okay? She's from New York. Videos are really good, really high quality. She has only just, as of yesterday, or like the day before, released her podcast series. That's crazy. How many people have missed out because she's not run a podcast series? She's getting 80,000 video views. How many listens to on a podcast do you think you're going to get? Because podcasting is a lot easier. We don't have to set up the videos or do any of that fancy stuff. We just need a microphone that you can see down here. We don't need any of that fancy stuff. By the way, let's just come and say hi, by the way, and ask me a question. Please feel free to ask me a question. I'm always happy to answer those. I'll keep refreshing my screen so I can see what's on screen just in case you guys happen to say anything. But come and say hello. I'd love for you to come and say hello. People are so shy these days. What's going on? So what you've got to be doing then is you've got to be putting out content that is going to not expire. Stuff that's going to hang out and hang around for a long, long time. So that in 10 years' time, you know, when I do my podcast, I'm not thinking about doing podcasts for you necessarily. I'm thinking, what are the inspirational stuff that I want to pass on for my kids that I want them to listen to and I want them to learn so that, you know, when I'm 110 and on my deathbed, my great-grandkids can download the podcast that I did when I was in my mid-40s. I'd love that to happen. And why not? Why can we not do that? And it's not just about the kids being able to get that, but then it's about you guys being able to get that information too, because in the podcast there's some awesome information, life-changing stuff. We had a guy who emailed me in tears, just to let you know I'm in tears right now, because I didn't realise that I could actually do rent-to-rent, and he could do it. It would get him out of his current thing that he's in right now. He's not having a lot of money, and that's what rent-to-rent, for example, has an opportunity to do. But it only happens, by the way, if you can get your marketing up and running. And I see so many people, and we go, you know, how's your marketing going? Oh, well, it's not going very well. But you know, Dan, I just can't get any clients. It's like, well, yeah, but you just told me your marketing's not going well. Well, I'm not very good at marketing. Okay, have you listened to my podcast on marketing? No, not done that. Okay, have you watched any videos on marketing? No. Have you read any books on marketing? No, don't want to read books on marketing. I'm too busy. What are you busy doing if you've got no customers? Oh, well, I've got to create this, and I've got to wash the car, and I've got to walk the dog, and I put the coffee on. It's like, well, no wonder your marketing's not working, because one, you're not doing it, and two, you're busy doing all the other things. Marketing, especially when you're starting out, marketing's like 100% of the stuff that you should be doing, surely. If you've got no customers, who cares? You've got to get your marketing out. So, like, the way that we market, we've got we've got two types of marketing that we do. We've got marketing to internal customers, and they're my clients. Then we've got marketing to external customers, and these are people like you who sat watching this or sat listening to this on the podcast, because we take these and then we put them into a podcast. Or we'll upload it to YouTube. And so that's our external marketing, if you like, and it goes out to people. People can listen to it either on the train, on the tube, while they're out for a run. They can sit watching. Like, we've got a smart TV now, so we've got YouTube, which is awesome on one level, but it's also because we can watch loads of YouTube stuff. But then, if I hear another Minnie Mouse song, because the little one is just two, absolutely adores Minnie Mouse, and so we watch it on YouTube. It's amazing, right? And we're now into nursery rhymes, and so we're all singing nursery rhymes this morning, which is really cool, by the way. It's just awesome. I think my wife uploaded a video yesterday of a little one. She's just turned two. She's singing Twinkle, Twinkle. It's awesome. But that's the power of Facebook, being able to get access to that stuff. But then, you know, I've watched stuff. I watched the Gary Vaynerchuk video. So an hour and a half. I put it on a big screen. We've got a 16-inch TV, which is pretty awesome, by the way. Surround sound. It's amazing. It's like you own cinema. I felt like I was in the audience. And Gary was yelling at me or something. But we watched I watched a Gary Vaynerchuk video, which was like an hour and a half long. I watched it on a big screen TV. But anyway, you too can be creating stuff like this, and it's permanent marketing. My nose is itching, by the way, so I do apologise. But you can be creating permanent marketing that will turn into an asset that will benefit you 3, 5, 10 years from now, right? If you go back and look at Grant Cardone's YouTube channel from 5 years ago, he's in a suit, he's got a green screen, because that's what we did back in those days. We wanted to have a green screen because, you know, we could, so we should, and we could put a Bahamas background in there. Like, now, no one cares about what the background is. What people care about is what the message is. And by the way, if you keep looking off cameras, because I keep checking to see if we've got any messages. So come and say hello, by the way. Or like us. Please go ahead and like us. So I just wanted to give you in this session a really quick, simple way of... Oh, thank you, Felix. Thank you for the like. I do appreciate that. You're the only one who's liked this so far. I'm feeling all alone and lonely today. And I've got a dentist at 1 o'clock, which is in 2 hours, because we're an hour ahead. I've got a dentist, and I hate the dentist. I saw a picture of a dentist chair from the 80s, and it was the sort of thing that I would go into. It looked like some medieval apparatus, you know, for drilling into your mouth. Anyway, I've got a dentist later, but so the more likes I get, the more loved I feel, quite frankly. But I just wanted to show you, I was just getting my pen ready. I just wanted to show you what you can do if you want to start measuring your marketing. And it's not if you want to do it, it's you should be doing it. You totally should be doing this in your business, okay? Now, you can do this on a monthly basis, or you can do it on a weekly basis. So I actually do this on a monthly basis. So let me just see what I've got on mine, and we'll show you. Okay, so right here. So just copy this onto a new sheet. Okay, so this is what we've got on my marketing. So the key is, okay, the more marketing... And more, I'm going to write this down because it's absolutely necessary. More marketing equals more leads. Like, if we can just agree that pretty much, let me just make sure you can see that. Yeah, you can see that, but my handwriting's terrible. I've got some giant markers on order, so you can be able to see it a bit better. More marketing equals more leads. Everybody knows that. So in that case, if you're struggling for leads, you need to do marketing. And so this is what people say. They go, well, Dan, I know that, but you know what? It doesn't work. What doesn't work exactly? Well, marketing doesn't work. Well, obviously it does, otherwise Coca-Cola wouldn't do it. Oh, well, that's different. Why is it different for Coca-Cola? Well, that's branding, and they've got money to chuck at it. Right, so why is that different? All marketing is, okay, is you saying what you do and sending it out to the marketplace with features and benefits. That's all marketing really is. It's saying, I've got this, let me find a phone. I've got this mobile phone. Let me switch it off. I've got this mobile phone, let's say a phone case. Let's do a phone case. It's easier with a phone. So I've got this phone case. It's got a battery pack in it. These are 20 quid. If you want to buy them, go to this website. That's it. If you're fed up of running out of power on your phone, then you should buy one of these, and you get it'll charge your phone twice. I think it'll charge it. I'm always running out of power on my phone. I'm always doing videos and Facebook and podcasts and so on, so I'm always running out, so I got one of these. 20 quid, if you want it, buy it now. Right, that's all marketing is. What do you mean marketing doesn't work? And actually what they really mean is that they're spending £30 on an advert, they get one sale and they sell a product for £20. Well, yes, in that case, marketing isn't working. And you know, like so far this year, do you know how much money we've spent on marketing? Zero. We've not spent a single penny. No Facebook ads, no Google ads, nothing. Nothing on Twitter, nothing on LinkedIn, zero. And yet we're still generating leads. Why are we generating leads? It's because we're consistently doing stuff. We're consistently putting stuff out there. So the first thing that you need to be doing is, you need to be asking yourself, what is your marketing activity? So right here is activity. What are you doing? So let's say Facebook Live. Now, as I say, this could be weekly or monthly. It's completely up to you. What else can you do for marketing? Can you place adverts online? Place online ads? Yep. Could you make contacts? As in, you know, you've got Facebook. Could you add 5 people per day on Facebook? Completely. What about a podcast? Can you run a podcast? See what else we've got. Emails. How many emails have you sent to your list? How many have you sent? I don't think you can see that down there, can you? Oh, no, you can't. Just can't read it because it's so tiny and small. But that's fine. It means you've got to listen to me. So, and for those listening on the podcast as well, by the way, this is cool for you because you can't see it anyway. But I am writing on the whiteboard in case you wondered. So, on the left-hand side, your first column is activity. And these are just some examples of the activities. Now, do any of these activities actually cost you any money? Facebook Live, what's that going to cost you? Nothing. You might need a camera, but really, you've got a mobile phone, right? So you don't need anything flash. Placing online adverts on Gumtree and those sort of websites, does that cost you any money? No, not really. Making contacts on Facebook or LinkedIn. You know, we've increased our LinkedIn profile from 2,000 to 6,000. Is it 5,700, I think it is right now? So we're about to hit 6,000 contacts on LinkedIn because we never really worked on LinkedIn before. And now we're starting to work on LinkedIn. Guess what happens? We start putting stuff out on LinkedIn. Stuff starts coming back because before we only had 2,000 people and now we've got 5,700 people, whatever that number happens to be. It'll be different in a few days because we're continually adding more people. So can we make new contacts? And this doesn't necessarily have to be online. It can be offline at networking events. But if you saw yesterday's video on Facebook Live, you know that I'm not a great lover of networking events unless I'm the guy on stage. It's just a waste of time and money. When I'd rather spend that time and money buying a nice camera and a nice microphone, a nice piece of kit, and do it on Facebook Live. What about a podcast? Does a podcast cost you anything? Not really. It costs you like £15 to £20 a month. Whether you've got one podcast live or 1,000 podcast lives, it doesn't make any difference. What about sending emails? That doesn't cost you anything at all. Like, usually you'll have something like MailChimp, Constant Contact, AWeber, ActiveCampaign, Infusionsoft, or Confusionsoft as I call it. You pay for that anyway, so actually using it isn't costing you any more. So here we've got an example of things that you can do. So how many have you done this week? Well, it's the 1st of February today, so let's just cover how many Facebook Lives have you done in January? So actually, we've not done that many. We've only done 3, okay? Now, I'm not going to go through all my lead structure, by the way, because that's obviously private personal data. But how many online ads have we placed? Well, actually, it's not in my makeup to do that. But you know what? We should still be doing it. We should still be placing online ads. The question is, what's your online ad for? Your online ad is not for buy my phone case. That's not what your online ad is for. Your online ad should be some sort of opt-in. So our online ad in February is going to be download this latest Facebook Live. Here's the link. It's on YouTube. Or download our latest podcast. Go to this page, fill in your email address and download this free guide on whatever it happens to be. So that generates more emails for me. Okay. Make more contacts. Well, actually, we've gone from... was this mostly in January? I reckon it was. I think we started in December, but mostly in January. Call it 3,000 to 5,700. We've probably added 2,700 contacts in January alone. Think about that for a second. 2,700 people now see my stuff more than at the end of December, at the start of January. I think that's pretty phenomenal, okay? How many podcasts have we done? I actually did this and I wrote it down yesterday, but I can't see it. So let's just have a quick look. I'll have to tell you. I can't show you because it's on a different computer. So let's have a look. We downloaded... if I go to stats, that'll help me. By the way, if you've not commented yet, why not? Come and say hello. I would love for you to comment. If you've got any questions about this, I'd like to answer those for you as well. We will upload this to YouTube. I'm just waiting for the website to come up. But we will upload this to YouTube so you can watch it again. And we will also take this as a podcast, which I'd like you to come and see. So where are we? Here we are. See how many podcasted we release in January. So let's count them. I mean, whatever that number is, by the way, it's not enough. I'll be honest, it's not enough. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 podcasts. That's not enough, really. That's still 1 every 3 days. 1 every 4 days, isn't it? More or less. That's not bad, right? How many emails did we send out to our list? Probably not as many as we should, but I think we sent 4. We tend to send 1 a week on average. It might have been 3, but I think it was 4. Okay, so now this is for January, okay? What about February? So now you see we got some targets to beat. How many Facebook Lives do you think we're going to do? Well, actually, this is 1. Now, we can't do a huge amount of Facebook Lives because I do so much travelling. But actually, what I mean to say is, like, listen to the excuses coming out. I can't do so many Facebook Lives sat here. That's really what I meant to say. But actually, I mean, tomorrow I'm at Alicante Airport because I'm flying over to the UK. Can I do a Facebook Live from Alicante Airport? Of course I bloody well can. We've got a kids' weekend. Kids' weekend makes it a bit more difficult. Don't like including the kids on those. But I'm back on Monday until Friday. So we've got 5 more days. So that's 7. We've then got the kids coming out for a kids' holiday, which is really nice. So then I've got the 20th to the 23rd. So that's another 4. So that's 11. And then I'm actually trekking through the Atlas Mountains. God knows why. I'm trekking through the Atlas Mountains, camping in the Atlas Mountains in the snow, and then we're cycling over to Marrakesh. Like, what stupid idea. I booked it because I thought, oh, let's do something crazy. That's what I did. So we're up to 11, and then on the 28th, I'm flying into Barcelona. So we're up to 12. We can probably do 12 Facebook Lives, okay? So if that's the intention, that would be pretty cool. One of the things here is YouTube as well. We could do YouTube. We've done a couple of YouTube videos this month, so we could add that on there as well. So our target for February is 12. Place online ads. Do you know what? Let's place 1 a day, where we can do that pretty much every day, so 28, because there's only 28 days in February. How many contacts can we make? Do you think we could get that up to 6,000 maybe, so we need another 1,300 in February? I reckon we can do at least 2,000 more contacts. How many podcasts can we do? Well, actually, if we're going to do 12 Facebook Lives, there's at least 12 podcasts. I could probably do a few more podcasts. If we said 15, we could do that. And how many emails? What if we sent an email out twice a week for February? It's exactly four weeks in February because it's 28 days. Now, think about this. This is contacts is just on LinkedIn. This is not on Facebook. We actually went through, deleted loads of people on Facebook because we wanted to get rid of them. And actually, we're going to up that, and we're going to hit that 5,000 mark. And then we're adding people onto our Facebook page on a daily basis. But nowhere near as quick as we should be, actually. Let me just see if we've got any questions. If you've got any questions about this stuff, then please ask. But for example, like, if you did this, do you think you might sell more stuff? What do you think? Do you think you might sell more stuff? I totally think so, right? Why would you not sell more stuff? You totally would sell more stuff, right? An extra, like, in the last 2 months, at the end of February, that would be nearly 5,000 extra people. 23 extra podcasts, we'd have sent 12 emails, we'd have had 15 Facebook Lives and 28 adverts. That's amazing, in the last 2 months. Like, if you'd have done that in the last 2 months, do you think that you would have been generating more interest in what you do? Do you think you'd be generating more leads? Now, I'm going to get rid of this because, again, I want to show you how this works. Because I understand why people aren't doing any of this. I totally get why people aren't doing this, right? And it's because this is what people are hoping for. So this is the level of interest. And this is time. This is what people are hoping for. When they do that amount of work, they're hoping for... So this is... 0, and we'll just do it not to 100, okay? This is time. I don't know if you can see that down there, so let me just see. Oh, yeah, you can still see it. It's fine. Let me remove this for you so you can see it properly. Wrong mouse. I've got 2 mice on my desk. There we go. So it's a little bit easier. So this is the level of interest you've got in your products and services, or you, basically. This is over time. When you do all that work, this is what you're hoping for, is that the level of interest is going to be up here somewhere. And it's not. Of course it's not. Your level of interest is almost zero, maybe just above zero. And over time, and the more stuff that you do, the more it goes up like that. Most people, you see, what happens is, they start doing this stuff, and they get to here, and they've only done this. That's all they've done. And they're going, oh, this Facebook Live stuff doesn't work. Placing adverts online? No, I'm not doing that. Podcast? No, that doesn't work. And that's crazy. That's just crazy talk. You've got to be implementing this on a daily basis. It's like going to, I say this all the time, it's like going to the gym in a weekend, and after a weekend, check how muscular or how much weight you've lost. Oh, that doesn't work, that. It doesn't work like that. You've got to do this over time. It took me about 18 months for the podcast to really take off. We were lucky. We got into new and noteworthy on iTunes, which was good. Got a quick boost that way. But over time, bear in mind that we've now got a solid 97 podcasts. So now when someone subscribes to the podcast, guess what? We're down on all 97. Makes our figures really good. And we could even cheat, really, with it, because we could just do 10-minute podcasts in each one. So, but instead, our podcasts are like an hour long sometimes, or 50 minutes long, 40 minutes long. But really long podcasts. But we could easily cheat and up the number of downloads. But it's not about the number of downloads, necessarily. It's about passing over content and building authority. That's why we do them. And so someone who's going to listen to a podcast of ours for 40, 45 minutes is going to be much more engaged than someone who's listened to a five-minute snippet. Does that make sense? But you've got to start doing this stuff today. This is where you are right now. You're here. And you're getting this level of result. What happens in 12 months' time? 18 months' time? 2 years' time? 3 years' time? Look at the difference. This is where you're going to be in 3 years' time. You listen to Grant Cardone talk about it. I think he did something like 206 videos in a year. Something like that. 206 in a year is a lot of videos, you know. That's like 1.5 a day. Or... it's not even one every other day, is it? Because it's like two a day on some occasions. And that's how he's got like 100,000 subscribers. He's got 1 million followers on Facebook. Have you seen Grant Cardone on Facebook? Have you seen how much content he's putting out? He didn't get that level of content when he was here 5 years ago. Facebook still existed 5 years ago. 5 years on, he's here. And he's killing it. He's absolutely making a ton of money. And we're not doing bad, but we're not here. We're here somewhere. This is us. We're definitely better than we were 18 months ago. But in another 18 months, as long as we actually do the work that we say we're going to do and put out the level of content, the level of marketing, but on a consistent, that was the word I was looking for, on a consistent basis, at that point only are you going to start getting those results. Do you like my diagrams, by the way? People are just coming live now watching this going, what is that? What on earth? I'm off. I'm not going to watch it ever again. I'm never going to watch Dan again. We've been going for about 26 minutes. And the reason it doesn't make sense is because he didn't join us from the start. But this is what's going on right now. I'm just checking my clock, by the way, because the cleaner's coming later. And I was in the middle of a podcast once the cleaner turned up. And the dog starts barking. I'm just checking the clock to make sure the cleaner's not coming. Yeah, first world problems, I know, but... I see. Have we got any comments, by the way? Happy to answer any questions if you've got any. Thank you, everybody, for watching. I really appreciate that. Let's just stick this up anyway. This one here. Now, if you want more of this stuff, then please go to the podcast. And actually, we normally have an image for the podcast, but we haven't today for some reason. But go download the podcast. You can find them on my website, daniellatto.co.uk. If you've got any questions, stick them in the question box. Come and speak to me afterwards. We had a guy do just that. He saw one of the Facebook Live events and he came to me and we spoke about him signing up as a client, as a coaching client. So it's like, that's a £5,000 product, by the way. So, you know, although we might do Facebook Live for nothing, we're not really doing it for nothing because the stuff will come later. You get paid in, we've got the saying actually, you get paid in experience first and money second. But actually you get paid in attention first. Then you get paid in experience, and then you get paid in money. And so Gary Vaynerchuk talks about he trades time. That's what Gary trades right now. He trades time and attention. Sorry, he trades attention. And so he's always doing Snapchat and Facebook Live and podcasts and everything. You know, the Gary V shows are everywhere right now. He's a Grant Cardone. He started off here. He did Wine TV. He started off with nothing. 3 years later, his company's worth God knows how many million, tens and tens of millions of pounds, dollars, I should say. But it starts from here. So look, if you've got any questions about that, then just drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Come and find me on Facebook. Come and find me on LinkedIn. I don't really use LinkedIn overly, but come and find me on Facebook. I'm always on it. All right, I hope that's useful for you in today's session, and we'll speak to you on the next one.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe